Tom Casper is a master gardener and the past president of the Duluth Garden Flower Society and our host for Tips for Hardy Gardeners Tuesday mornings on Northland Morning. Hi there, Tom. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, Chris. How about you?
Just fine. You know, I got to say, winter is supposed to be here, but as late as last week, I was helping a friend dig a trench to lay some electrical wire in the ground. The dirt was still quite soft. The frost hasn't begun to set in the dirt yet. Is it too late for people to put in bulbs, even if they can get a spade into the ground, or is it okay?
Well, that's a good question, and pretty good timing on that. That's what I was planning on talking about. So, no, if you can get into the soil, and it really is going to depend on where you're at. A little closer to the lake or in town, you may only run into a half inch or so of frost and then get down to that warmer soil. But if you can do that and find areas or still find deals on bulbs, I know a few of the local home improvement centers have them, like ones that have left, they have up to 50% off on them and things like that. So people can go out and find a deal on some tulips or daffodils. Now would be a great time to still get those in the ground if they can. And the bulbs will be just fine. They actually prefer the soil a little cooler when they go in. You don't want to plant them too early because the folks have planted them in September and things like that. They've actually sprouted.
Now
now is almost perfect or a few weeks ago, but still a good time to do it. Like you said, if you can get these into the soil.
I realize that when you say cooler, that's probably a relative term. When I dig down to the dirt, even in the summer, it's much cooler to me than the air temp. But we're talking really cool is okay still. Okay.
Yeah. As long as you're not, as long as that soil is still pliable. And I've known folks who've gone out with even through a couple of inches of frost, they've used a drill bit on a drill and drilled holes in the soil.
Wow!
And then put bulbs in and had them come up in the spring. So they're as tender and beautiful as they look in the spring, they're as tough and durable during the winter as that. So they can take some cold and some unideal conditions as far as planting, as long as you get them in at the right depth. You know, and of course, tulips and daffodils, you want to plant them about 6 inches deep. 5 to 6 inches deep is ideal.
Uh-huh.
Crocus, things like that can go maybe 3 to 4 inches. So as long as people get them planted at the right depth, they should be just fine and do well for several years. So,
well, now for people who haven't done this before, I've got a friend who is thinking about trying to get some bulbs going for the first time. She's hasn't planted them previously. Now that it's this late in winter, even though the soil is accessible, should they be considering where the leaves aren't, but where they will be come spring and summer? Maybe they think this is a nice sunny spot, but not realizing there's a tree overhead that's going to shade that spot. Should they be looking for a particular type of light condition?
Yeah, and that's another really good question. All of our bulbs require different light and different conditions for that. Certainly planting under a deciduous or near a deciduous or leaf tree, that more than likely isn't going to have a major effect on those bulbs because they're going to come up in the spring before the tree's probably fully leafed out.
Mm-hmm.
So they should be fine unless it's dense shade, because really that bulb, after it's done blooming, requires some sunlight and some things like that to really start storing nutrients for the year after it's bloomed. So planting them where they're going to get some sunshine, if at all possible, certainly early in the season and things like that. Also planting, you know, being really cognizant of if you have problems with deer or rabbits, things like that, if you can plant in an area that is protected from those kinds of predators, because those of us, of course, that have grown bulbs know that about the time they're ready to bloom is about the time the deer find them the most desirable as well.
So, are the deer eating the flowers that are coming up, the leaves and flowers, or are they digging down to get the bulb? What is it they want?
They really don't dig down for it, so they're really after just the flowers. they'll eat a little bit of the early developing foliage, which generally doesn't have an impact on the bloom. But if they do take the top off of the plant or the stem with the flower bud that's developing, that of course is pretty detrimental as far as that year's bloom. So figuring out ways to protect them, whether they're behind a fenced area or people put up cages oftentimes to keep them away, or using some of the great variety or assortment of sprays that are out there that keep deer and rabbits at bay. So,
well, those sprays sometimes are quite pungent, too. They actually keep humans away.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, their fragrance is not only a deterrent to the deer and rabbits, but all and fragrance and taste, but it's also a deterrent to us.
Well, I was
bringing them in.
I was picturing what you were saying before about putting up the fence, and then I, of course, I'm picturing Bugs Bunny, who, you know, in the cartoons always pulled the carrots out from underneath, you know. So I don't know if the rabbits are digging down underneath to nip at the bulbs there or whatever you've got growing. So
Yeah, and squirrels will go after the planted bulbs, but generally this time of year, they're not going to be able to dig through this soil. It's gotten pretty dense now and things like that. So squirrels can also have an impact on digging up those freshly planted bulbs. So.
Here's an off-the-wall question. I heard somebody say the other day that squirrels only find about 5 to 10% of the things that they buried in the fall. That when they come back for it, they don't remember where they put them, so they just bury them everywhere in hopes that they'll actually find one some days. Have you ever heard anything about that?
No, I've never heard that, but that's interesting. I've watched squirrels bury stuff in my yard for years and thought, how are they going to find all of this?
Yeah. they've got smartphones, GPS with a little...
Yeah.
Like those,
yeah, then we end up with oak trees all over the place,
right.
Which is kind of nice.
Right. Well, it's, squirrels are into agribusiness now, so they have a little GPS. They know exactly. Every year they plant them in a different place. So
there you go.
All right. Well, Tom, thanks so much. Is there anything else going on this winter we should know about? Any winter flower shows we can find? Or
not yet. Of course, for those of us that are rabid gardeners, the seed catalogs have started arriving.
Oh, yes.
Some of the new selections. So I think in a couple of weeks we'll be talking about some of those. Things that people are starting to see in the catalog,
right.
And the excitement over 2018 is growing.
They're dropping hints and leaving the catalogs lying around for their families to find. So
yes, there you go.
All right. Thanks so much, Tom. We appreciate it.
Thank you. You have a good day, Chris.
Take care.
You too.
Tom Casper, a master gardener and the past president of the Duluth Garden Flower Society, and our host for Tips for Hardy Gardeners, Tuesday mornings here on Northland Morning.